2082.
Community members of Broomfield needed 2,082 valid signatures to put to a November vote a 5-year moratorium on fracking here. They said they collected 3,382.
We feel it is important to allow citizens the freedom to decide for themselves if they want to proceed with allowing heavy industry in our neighborhoods and near our schools. We believe taking time to wait for results of independent research on the effects of fracking is the prudent thing to do. This is all we are asking for. We look forward to continuing the next phase of our campaign, education and raising awareness for the general election.
Thank you, guys. Let's go make this happen.
Woo-hoo!
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Hey, good to see you.
You too.
Jim Candelari is the county clerk in Broomfield, and he explained the procedure for processing petitions in the county clerk's office.
Right now we're accepting the sections of petition. Sections are just the individual pieces that make up a petition that the circulators pass around. So when the petitions come in, the very first thing they'll do is they'll number them, date stamp them, and time stamp them. And they look for disassembly of the petition.
We had volunteers coming from Colorado Springs all the way from Longmont to Fort Collins and Boulder.
One of those volunteers was Dottie Roski, a grandmother who has been a Broomfield resident for 31 years. She said that she collected over 200 signatures herself.
Oh, yeah. I think I was the biggest gatherer.
Oh, really? How many do you think you got?
I got 230, 10 full petitions.
Where did they mostly come from?
Oh, all over. The library, the concert, the rec center, in front of a grocery store, and just driving around Broomfield to people I knew who would sign it, friends of mine.
And did you ever meet any opposition or questions that surprised you?
There was one man who said he wouldn't sign it because he was originally from Texas and he was all pro-fracking, and I said, well, would you want one in your backyard? And he said, I'd rather put it in yours. And I thought, that really summed up the whole issue, didn't it? If all these oil and gas executives want to drill, then start at their own backyards. I bet they don't.
The Green Party's going to have an information seminar on September 7th.
Susan Hall was a Green Party candidate for U.S. Senate in the last general election. She told KGNU that she participated in collecting signatures and what the plan is from here forward.
We're calling it the Sustainable Forum, and it's going to be at the Nomad. So we're going to cover a lot of information about fracking and community, some foreign policy, and a little bit of music. So I hope everybody can come out. Today when I was out getting petitions, I found some questions I don't really know the answers to. One of them is, where does each city get their water from? And if we're taking 2 to 8 million gallons of water out of the system all the time, so where does that water show up the most as being missing? We know that the Colorado River is not meeting the place that it used to. So is that part of the effect of fracking? I'm wondering that too.
You know, assuming that 2,082 of these are accepted, which we are quite hopeful they are, and we'll be in touch and we'll have some meetings set up, strategy sessions, so we can make this a reality in November. It's going to happen.
Irene Rodriguez, KGNU, Broomfield.